Blog Talk Radio.
Math and science. Welcome again to the Supreme Transmission broadcast and radio. Back again live. We have a timely and mindly topic on the CIA funding on Nature Boy. Once again, topic on day four of our End Time series, and also transmissions on Nature Boy's CIA funding. For years, I would say the past year and a half, myself and others, we first thought, you know, this is just an individual just coming out, you know, out of the woods somewhere and just started his own little group or cult or whatever you call it. Although then other things that kept being overlooked. You know, we all know the individual that died under his care or under his dietary guidance. And the lady stopped taking her meds, and she cold turkey, went vegan, or the B12 diet or whatnot, and she died there. He received no negligence, no charges. I don't even think there was even an investigation on his part as far as his negligence on being the leader of his cult, or people basically following his cult and what he wants them to do as far as this B12 and vegan diet. Before that, there was videos viring. They went viral on him sharing that he wanted his son, or he allows his son, to grab his penis. Well, that particular case, he was actually investigated, and they just were mainly questioned. They were questioned on his intent, and the kids were looked at and questioned and whatnot. Other cases, this guy this guy has been going viral with this food, with people. He's been going viral with things that people that aren't even viral couldn't get away with. There's more, what they call it, not Morgan, Moorish, Mormon. There's Mormon cults. The guy up there with the Mormon cult, although he had a 13-year-old girl, you know, they shut him down. Dr. York, after a certain time, they gathered the particular evidence that they needed against him, got his sons, his witnesses, et cetera, et cetera, and they took him down. There's other cults, much smaller than Nature Boys. You can look this up, American cults that have been taken down. And the cult leader has always been arrested. Now, this guy not only is viral, he probably has more enemies or people that can't stand him. And I'm not one of them. I've only been studying him as far as what's going on in the community. And I always know that, you know, if the beast is going to come at the community, it's almost like Edgar Hoover said. He said, if there's going to be another Messiah, he said, we're going to produce him. He's going to come from us. We're going to control the black Messiah. Now, I'm not saying he's that. I'm saying basically what they're saying is activities or minds in the community, if it's not from them or they're not in control of it, rather be funding, et cetera, then there won't be one. That means that their plans is to neutralize, although they can only neutralize you through your own power, through your own negligence and negativity. Even though this guy has did much negligence and negativity, he's still standing. You know, if it had been anybody else, they would have been taken down already. So why are they keeping this guy around? Well, the transmission on this guy here, he doesn't work for the CIA. He's not a CIA agent by far. Although he got a little consciousness some years ago, just enough to make himself dangerous to himself. That's really what most of you all have, just enough knowledge to be dangerous to yourself. And we go out and see you guys do incredibly foolish things and end up hurting yourself or getting yourself killed out here. You know, point being, is he's being not only protected, he's also being funded. That's the most important thing. Doesn't matter where the funds is coming from. He don't care where they come from. He don't care who's sending money and why, et cetera, as long as it's sent, as he calls cosmic currency, meaning you get online and you beg. Although what I was going to say or reiterate a minute ago is he has more enemies than Floyd Mayweather. And you all know Floyd Mayweather is the Negro boxer that goes around talking trash and talking about he's the best and disrespecting people, you know, that laid the foundation for him, particularly Muhammad Ali. You know, he has little if any respect for Muhammad Ali. When most of the great boxers, even Hispanic boxers, have great respect for Ali, who don't even speak English. You know, Chavez, or forgot the guy's name, that one of the new Alvarez. Alvarez recently wore an Ali T-shirt. He had a T-shirt with Muhammad Ali on it. I think it said the greatest or something. And this guy's from Mexico, don't even speak English. Point being is, people know that Ali made the sport. He brought, kind of like Michael Jordan, people admire and some people worship and praise Michael Jordan or MJ because he made the sport what it is today. He marketed the sport. So this is the same respect that people pay homage to Muhammad Ali because they know they wouldn't be fighting and getting the large purses that they get, the $10 and $30 million purses or salaries per fight if he wasn't the one who attracted the sport. So a lot of people watch boxing or even they got into boxing just so they can watch Muhammad Ali talk all that, all the stuff that he talked, and most of the time he backed it up and simply get knocked out. You know, people used to want to pay to see that. So this is the same thing with Mayweather. He marketed himself very well. He got, I think, $100 million fight for fighting an MMA fighter or whatnot. That's not, he's not even a boxer. The guy never even put on gloves before. He got $100 million because the guy from the MMA or mixed martial arts boxing, he's a major ticket seller over there. So what he did is he went and got the number one MMA fighter that brings ticket sales, combined it with his, and he made $100 million. I don't know how much the other guy made. I think he made $30 million. But they both made a lot of money. That's networking. So, and promoting. So nobody's neglecting that, although to the sport of boxing, this guy has no respect for the people who paved the way, who laid the foundation. Just like we, you know, respect the great teachers before us who laid the foundations for what made us or how we got to where we are to this day. I don't care if it was the prayers of our ancestors or the slaves that was praying that their great-great-grandchildren wouldn't have to go through what they went through. I don't care if it was that. On the spiritual element, it's still a tribute to paving a way or laying a way for us or a foundation so that we can build on. So back to Nature Boy here. So he's got a lot of people that dislikes him. And it's not so much on a personal thing. It's the things that he says out of his mouth, the things that he does, the things he's done to people. It's like the compassion in a person, like, man, he kicked this person out, or this person wanted to go home and, you know, they wouldn't let him leave, or he tells his members to leave their kids. Although nobody's there or a part of his group, because he's viral and he puts himself out there, people naturally have a compassion to be against what's wrong. Although he likes to twist it and, you know, make it look like they're chasing him and he dies for attention. So he's got many, many, many enemies. And throughout the time when he really started doing nonsense on because that's really what they want him to spread. They want him to spread the bigotry, you know, the it's where they're acting, where they're so-called conscious 1 minute, then the nigga comes out. So you're mixing oil and water or truth and falsehood. That's confusion. They want that to take place. They want you to have this this so-called knowledgeable side and you tattooing your wives on the ass or you dressing them up as queens on 1 minute, then there's something else. So he's mixing the world with truth, and that's the type of, and it's not so much the confusion of you all following him. They just want the suspicion out there of people, of real teachers that are really start to teach you something. They want people to be suspicious and in fear of unity, because you have all of these previous teachers who were dictators, basically. Unity has nothing to do with dictatorship. You know, Dr. York ran a dictatorship. Other little small little groups and whatnot, they ran a dictatorship where there was one dictator, and they were taking advantage of the people, similar to most churches. Most churches, you have one dictator, and he runs the church. Everybody's looking at him as God's man. So because he's not only a weak flesh, he's an ignorant weak flesh at that, because religion is ignorance. The ignorance is the part where you ignore a broader mind, or you narrowing your mind and your mentality to a box level or to a limitation or one book or one particular region or religion of belief. That's a box right there. Just the fact that you go around believing every damn thing, you don't check nothing out for yourself. You just what he say, she say. So that's the way the church is written. They go around believing the preacher, know what he's talking about. Nobody never questions him. You know, if they do, it's under their, you know, under their voice. Meaning it's not direct. So the next thing you know, the preacher's messing with little boys, or he done got one of the sisters in the church pregnant, or, you know, he's hopping from bed to bed, or he's taking the people's money. I mean, they do all kinds of things, all kinds of things. The preachers are the worst. We all know that. So the point being is they want now for the conscious people. There's a lot of people that the CIA is watching. They see you on YouTube. They see you on Facebook. They see the fact that a lot of you all are on a lot of high-frequency knowledge, meaning people are getting into their connection back with the universe. And what greater asshole to bring to distort that than a clown by the name of Nature Boy, who basically kind of deceives you into the aboriginal or the original culture. You know, when he told you to walk around your shirt off and, you know, reminds you of being in the motherland, or, you know, that type of element. And then so-called give some science to it on being melanated and all this. All that melanation and all that hue or pigmentation, melanin, that don't have shit to do with real melanin. As we taught before here, your real melanin is stimulated from your pineal gland, which is your brain, your thinking. That means most of you niggas that can't think, you could be as black as tar and you ain't worth a fuck, because your mind ain't worth a damn. If your mind's not melanated or original, you know, melatonin comes with originality. It comes with psychic abilities. It comes with health. It comes with many different things, reflexes, all types of things. But we see most of you all that use your reflexes and different things, or your physical strength. We see you use it, you know, for basketball or football, how high you could jump and things. We never see you using your melatonin for thinking purposes. On dealing with creation, we never see you utilizing that on a higher level. So you have a nigga here that is going to show you on a lower level now how to mix oil and water, how to mix truth and falsehood, how to, you know, truth and falsehood equals a lie. Nobody never said a lie doesn't have truth in it. It wouldn't be a lie if it didn't have some truth in it. That's why it's called mixed truths. So So basically, in actuality, he's basically painting a lie in your perspective on spirituality or higher electromagnetic energy or knowledge. That's in essence what's being done. And in the process of that, you're watching him make, I wouldn't call them mistakes, just outright just negativity. Time after time after time. You see him running through women. You watch this guy run through women, so-called, in his spiritual growth. This is a guy that's been allowed it to just prostitute individual or ignorant minds or people who are really slow, really. I know a lot of critics have been saying that about him, that most of his followers are people who are slow. This is fact. With that being shared, because he's been victimizing people who are just slow, you know, he's been getting a pass time after time after time. There's no human trafficking charges, even though he's getting people, not against their will, although he's getting people out to these various places and he's exploiting them. It's been suspicions of various different exploitations as far as prostitution and other different things, which is human trafficking today, although nothing is never proven like that. Although we do know for a fact that these people stay funded in a community that most people despise them. Most people in this community can't stand him. So if most of the people in the community can't stand him, where is he getting his funding from? Where is he getting funding to have an AR-15, which costs at least a grand, and all of these travels and all these other things that the guys got going, and all he has to do is show you a demonic reality show in the name of consciousness. So that's the point we're going to be making here. And I'm going to get into, as I always do here, where I could elaborate on video clips and whatnot. Although a lot of things here you all already know. I'm giving the finality here or the definite transmission of him being not only funded by the CIA, although them nurturing certain individuals to stand up to confuse your mind. They're playing chess while, as I said, most of you are playing checkers. Just like this whole thing that's going on now with the COVID-19, a.k.a. bad flu virus going around, that they get everybody scared to death, and all they're doing is greasing you up to screw you, the economy, to put you in a chain of debt. That's all. That's it. There's nothing beyond that for now. I'm not saying they ain't got other things planned, like going to war and killing you off on that. Although this ain't the population deduction. More people died on September 11th in one building than all around the world. And they didn't, during September 11th, they didn't have you hiding inside the house from terrorists. So I let you know it's a bunch of hogwash. All right, so let's get on this clip here. I'll be returning shortly.
Your peace to the gods on earth and chance and opportunity. I want to recite this letter I wrote. It's an apology letter, and it states, dear friends, followers, fans, commentators, supporters, the last couple days have been quite the transformation for me. As most of you know, I recently went out and found that the time of birth that I was...
Okay, I'm going to stop for 1 second. For you all who would like to see the video, and the reason why I'm going to say this, I sense very ignorant minds. Anyway, the reason why I'm going to say this is body language is 75% of a person's conversation. That's why it's important. Although this so-called sincerity letter of all the fuck-ups that he's done, really, all the things I've shared, all the people he screwed over, all, you know, his apology to the community, basically, because really he's insulted the community. So he's given an apology to the entire community. Although if you watch the body language, which is 75% of what a person's saying or what they're communicating, because you can't hide your body language. You know, if you're talking to somebody and their eyes is wandering somewhere else and they're saying that they're listening to you, but they're playing with their finger or they're doing other things where you can see from them, their 75% body language, that they're not listening. Any wise person on a higher level than the type of ignorance that most of you all are knows this. Police officers, they practice that. In criminal law, they learn how to study the 75% of their body language. When they're interrogating people, they could tell if they're lying based on the body language because it's 75%. Now, on this video, if you study his body language, he's fiddling with different things. Those are signs. The CIA teaches their people that, meaning people, individuals who are on a higher intelligence level. They learn these things. There really are sciences. Just like the Indians used to tell if you were lying, if your mouth used to get dry, because when you're lying, your body takes on a certain biological chemistry. And because of the different sciences that we learn over years, we knew this. There's parts in Africa they could tell if you're lying. And feel your hand or feel your pores and whatnot and detect certain things. You're sweating. Some people, they judge on your eye, your pupil. If they turn to the left side is the perception side. That's where you start to make up shit because you're going to the left side of your brain to accumulate data or information or perception where you can go and make you put your story together. So, on this video again, he's fiddling with his hair, he's moving different things. Even a European, when they go and make little speeches or whatever, read letters, they're not doing all that. Although, simply sharing that is horse crap. And this ain't the first time he's made apologies. It seems like every time he feels regretful or he's in some form of crisis or whatnot, he wants to apologize. Then he apologized to Pharaoh after he told him, only later on, he told him he wanted to screw him and all types of other homosexual. That's another thing. Always beware of these sickos when they're pushing homosexuality. He's one too. I exposed Queen Noble before, as you all know, a.k.a. as King Noble, where he told you, you know, being gay is human love and all that. This is the same stuff here. That's why him and Queen Noble are good buddies, because they share a lot of similarities as far as the hogwash on the community in trying to push the homosexual agenda. So they get the full package, the Beast or the CIA, and because you're dealing with the CIA, FBI is not. They come in and you know, they deal with, maybe some of you all know it, although they deal with, like if there's a federal offense, like say he was getting federal money for transferring girls or human trafficking or something that the government ain't taxed on, then the feds come in for an arrest, although the CIA don't do no arrests. I'll repeat that again, because you all don't know there's difference. The CIA deals with Central Intelligence. They deal with, like, they took out Gaddafi. They deal with giving rebels guns and weapons and money, you know, to start a rebellion in a country where they're nowhere around. They deal on that type of level. They don't deal with federal crime or sexual crimes. They don't deal with that. To prove my point, whenever there's a molestation going on, a child molestation, the feds don't get involved. It's usually the Metro Police, and they'll see based on the evidence or not if there's an arrest. Most of the time it's not. Meaning the rape kit and all other stuff, most of the time they don't go into that. It's a 3% chance that the person is going to be arrested. Now, if they was online selling videos of pedophilia, then the feds get into it because it's a federal offense, as I said before, because the government ain't getting taxed or they're getting money non-taxed by the government. If there's a large amount of money that is untaxed for, that's where the feds are to get involved. That's why they're called the Federal Bureau. So they deal with the federal. They're federal agents. They work for the feds. So these people this individual here is dealt with the CIA, and it was revealed that he's almost like an Idi Amin. Not that he has an entire country. I'm saying as far as them implanting viruses or individuals like this in the community or amongst the community. Because right now, he's the hottest thing out there right now. And I don't mean the hottest thing like people are trying to. He's one of the most popular people that's out there right now. One of them. So we're going to go back on this here. And again, if you ever get the opportunity, study the body language. And I'll see if it'll play.
Currently under what's wrong for getting my birth time from my birth certificate during my pilgrimage to my first city, New York City. I've been taking time to myself lately to get to know the new me. Wow. I've learned so much about myself and why I do things the way I do them. And it's brought me so much clarity. And the number one thing I realized was that I'm hypersensitive emotionally. I learned I've been responding emotionally all this time from hurt places. It all makes sense now. No wonder why I've been a troll's paradise. Since I've learned these new things about myself, I have been able to start practicing counteracting some of my behavior. Oh, I truly owe so many people apologies. Starting with my beautiful wife and loved ones, whom I put through so much because of my hard-headedness. I was desiring polygamy in an attempt to protect myself from ever being abandoned, when in fact I was triggering the very thing that I was afraid of. Thank you for being patient and still being with me, and I owe you my loyalty. To any reflections out there that has joined my life and that I've hurt, please try to find it in your heart to forgive me. Thank you for being a part of helping me grow. I'm not expecting you to ever deal with me again. I just wanted to be publicly noted that I sincerely apologize from my heart. I apologize for what I did wrong in our relationship. To world news and anyone that has had issues with me, I apologize for being insensitive to your wishes and desires. Now that I know how sensitive I am as a being, I will now be treating others very sensitively because I now know that I need others to treat me sensitive, in a sensitive manner, should I say. I apologize for being disrespectful to you all when I was triggered. To anyone that may feel I have disrespected them, not listened to them, blocked them unfairly, an apology is not enough. I came on this journey to grow spiritually and as well, and as we all know, a spiritual journey is a journey taken alone. I have influenced and affected so many in a good and bad way, and I'd like to say that it has been all of you that I have met, good and bad relationships that have helped me to get to a point of growth in my life, and I'm thankful for your presence.
Alright, that's enough of that hogwash.
He just found out, he said I guess based on astrology or whatnot, he had the wrong birthday. That's another thing. These people are so dependent on this chart, your planets and all that. How could he not know he was a different character originally? In other words, if I'm a Pisces and all of the characteristics about a Pisces don't fit me, why would I go along with that and teach other people that too? How would I not know that if they said, hypersensitive, or if you're a Pisces, you're hypersensitive and this and that, and I've been told that I'm a Gemini, and I'm saying, I'm not hypersensitive. I may have a little split personality, or Gemini may be two people, or twin, the twin planet of Mercury. Although I'm not hypersensitive, I would know that about myself. I wouldn't even believe. There are certain things that individuals, when you don't have your birth chart correct, you don't even believe in astrology. You're like, that ain't me. That ain't me. I don't know what the hell. You would know that. And every wife, or I wouldn't say wife, every hoe that he meets, that he calls a wife for about 2 seconds, is their chart is red, they're analyzed, you know, if they're this and that. All that's for control factor, by the way. It's not so he can understand you all and your birth chart. That's why he didn't let a certain chart in there, because if there's something or a person that would appear to be someone that's going to challenge him, and he doesn't want that element around him, or somebody who's going to basically make him stand up or fess a just person, somebody who's truthful. He can't have that those type of people around. He can't have a person who's very truthful around him when he's constantly telling lies. So the people that's around him, as far as him reading their birth chart and getting all those things gathered and together, is not for the purpose of what they think. They think it's for the purpose of them understanding themselves and their chart. The purpose with him is so that he knows the type of element, or he has some type of recollection of the element that's around him for his own narcissistic control. That's what any narcissist who wants to attempt to control somebody, that's what they do. They try to size you up and make sure they know all about you. So, on that idea, we're going to go into some other videos that he's that he's made in the past with basically on with Young Pharaoh. Now he's one with a guy called World News, I think it is. He's just another nigga too, although he's just a nigga that is more his match of Nature Boy, because he's another nigga like that. He's a nigga that has just enough knowledge like Nature Boy on certain things. And so he's good at working that internet and that computer. And he's been giving Nature Boy hell. You know, they encouraged people to call it infancy when he was that's what I was saying, so many enemies of him. When he would travel, he got sent back here because people were calling the embassy on him every minute. So that's another idea. Although we're going to get back on these clips here, and we'll be back.
I didn't know you were going to be a homo with a model stripper. Yeah, I'm going to be a homo.
Sunlight. Sunlight
take all the genes that you need, and you won't need a young pharaoh, nigga. Because you'll be able to access your own Akashic records. If you get to the tropics, fuck you mean? Niggas is keeping you back. They keeping you from the sun. These niggas is insulators and they're agents, and I can prove it to you. What is Pharaoh asking of you other than money? Because he's making you give him money because he has a contract with the white man on his videos to place ads in your subconscious. He's programming. He's an agent because he signed a contract with YouTube to put ads on his videos. Tell Pharaoh, take them fucking ads off the videos because they're fucking bombarding our subconscious. You will let the white man put suggestions in your videos to your people. You do not love those people. All you want is money. You fucking sold your soul for money, nigga. Let's be real. Let's talk about real. You sold your soul. You in the bed with the white man. You signed the motherfucking contract to let him put ads, suggestions into your people's subconscious. You charge people for what's free. You charge your people for what's free. Why? So they can see you at, make a PowerPoint? Bitch, you can make a PowerPoint on your motherfucking camera. Fuck is you talking about? Why people got to come see you? Because you got a little man syndrome. Let's talk about your little man syndrome, nigga. I know you. You come by right here to me. Right here, nigga. Right here. Man-to-man combat, I'll crush you. And you know it. And you was very humble in my face. You was very humble around my energy. You looked at me as a kid would look at his OG. This is how he looked at me. And I let it be recorded today. In my eye. In the Akashic Records today. The way his energy was in front of me when he was with me, you can see in the pictures on my Instagram. The nigga was humble as hell. Humble pie. Humble beginners. Now, you going to try to be a certain person. Like, I didn't know who the fuck you was from the beginning. Who you fooling, bro? Me and you, we know. You can fool the people sometimes, but you can't fool them all the time. I'm about to show them where your weak spots is at, dog. You talk fast, but they listen slow. Let me help them out. I'm going to expose his agenda.
This shit crazy. He said the pen comment is the wrong IG name. It is the wrong IG name. That nigga name __ something with a T. Don't turn me petty, Noah. Act, don't turn me. You fuck wrong with you. Nigga, please. Nigga, please. Who the fuck is you talking about, man? Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all niggas crazy. But this is the nigga. This is the nigga. Dog fighting this ring I could go to. Nigga, we about to give these niggas two stacks for 30 minutes of service from them dogs. I'm about to let them dogs tear your ass apart while you hanging upside down. Nigga, I will, what? This is Torture City.
Okay. There's another clown, too, though, that's on there. This is the conscious nigga stuff that, and I'm calling the spade a spade. I don't care how black or this brother garbage you all are talking about. This is nigga stuff that they want you all dwelling in the name of consciousness. Where you can take a little nigga with you. Actually, you can take a lot of nigga with you. You can take 75% nigga and just enough, just like these clowns, just enough consciousness to be a detriment to yourself. And that's all. This is what this is. The end result, at the end of the day, you're neutralized. Because they know neutral or niggas or negro or neutral, you can't do a damn thing. Just like if everything was to go out right now, because niggas are so distant from each other, and disunify, at a time you all would need each other, you wouldn't have it. You're not ready. Because you're so apart. You can't keep niggas together. There's going to be fights and arguments. Although when you get two righteous black people, we have those. We can coexist. Although we cannot get two niggas to coexist together for a long length of time before they start killing each other. Even the white boy knows that. He knows it's just a matter of time before two niggas start killing themselves. Although he mentioned about Pharaoh selling his soul to YouTube for getting money for his videos or whatever. Well, there was a Caucasian lady that came on. Actually, some Caucasian, when he was arrested, they deported him here, him over here, whatnot. But she mentioned that Walt Disney or some contract he done signed under the table on his little reality show he got going on. I'm telling you, this guy's getting paid under the table for his reality show. And he's talking about the white man and selling soul. He's did that. Signing up for YouTube ain't selling your soul on no contract. People do that every day, signing documents. Although for you to do what you're doing for money, from Walt Disney of all places, or whatever source you're getting it from, those are the real devils, whoever's paying your ass. Even though I know Pharaoh is a fucking idiot too, and he's just an idiot, I'll just say that. I'm going to say that he's not a government agent or nothing like that also as well. But anybody that's come from Cynetta TV, as I said before, Cynetta TV, Cynetta is a police informant. And a guy that's in jail right now, who his last words to me was disrespecting his name, Ty Fruity, who is getting in the booty right now in Seattle prison. Go tell him that. That clown told you all that women were gods and pussy inside your ass. These clowns are the informants. And I've been teaching you all, protecting you from these assholes for many years now. At least 5 or 6 years, I've been pulling the curtains off of these assholes who've been trying to turn you into a bigger, a greater homosexual and idiot than the white boys turning you into. And I'm still doing it now with our latest clown, who's this nature fuckboy. I get a little passionate sometimes because I can't stand niggas. You know, niggas are the blockage to our real success, our real empowerment. The same way they were a blockage or they were a nuisance back in the time of Nat Turner and Harriet Tubman, where they had to shoot a nigga in the face for their freedom. They had to be willing to do that, more than willing to do. They had to see the necessity in doing that. And like them, I see the necessity now that we're on a mental and spiritual warfare to shoot a nigga in the face if I have to, for our freedom, and dust the nigga off, because they're worse than a white boy. You know where the white boy is coming from. Although a nigga is going to come in sheep's clothing, twisting and turning and coming with that deceit shit. So I'll be the first to do that on a spiritual, mental level. I don't mean I'll nod into the banging shit. Although I at one time experienced that. everything you all experience, I have. So, some form of it. I'm not going to say I experience everything you all have, although some form of it on understanding where you all come from. That's for that purpose. I can't teach nobody if I don't know how to comprehend. So not only I understand this world and where you come from, I can smell out bullshit 10 years away, decades away. So with that being said, pardon me, we have to have that same mentality. We have to be able to decode these guys and see them for what they are. Exclude all that skin color. I've been teaching for 5 years on this too. It's not about skin. It's about what's within the skin. Kind of like Martin King told you all, but you all just applied it to the white boy, not amongst yourselves. He said, you don't judge a person by the skin. You judge by the contents of their character. But you all only saw that to be applied with white folks, because that's all these leaders taught you, since you don't know how to think for yourself and think outside the box. You never not once thought to apply that with Messy Jesse Jackson, CIA, Al Sharpton, FBI informant. Admitted as FBI informant, by the way. He admitted he was an informant for the FBI. And other house nigga leaders out here that you guys so gladly embrace because of their skin. And all that does, while the white boy is playing chess, he's allowing you to use your own moves against you, your own energy against you. Keeps him free. As long as the end result is you're neutralized and you're a non-factor, then he's won. He's won, or he's winning. So he don't care about how many niggas you get together. You can have a billion man march. As long as at the end of the day, you still gonna come back and work for him. You still gonna come back into his system. You still will be serving him at the end of the day. He can give a fuck how many men you come out with, so-called men. Really, you just boys of him. You just boys with dicks thinking you're a man. Because real men move shit. If it was China men, it was a million of them, they at least have half this country owned already. Or the Mexicans, they would have community sets if they came together like that. So he knows you're not men. Because a man is beyond just physical. Being a man comes with a mental or mentality. A mentality. So you calling yourself a man, but you don't have the man or the mentality as men. All right. That's shared. We might bring this out to a close shortly. I think enough is on here. You ought to really gravitate and comprehend what you're dealing with today. I keep reiterating to you all about the difference between playing chess and checkers. Chess is a thinking man's game. Checkers requires very little thinking, the least amount. You get a headache from thinking too hard playing chess. Your brain will get tired. Checkers, you can play for years. No problem. No sweat. All right, so that's the main idea there. I would take it a little longer, a little further. Well, we'll do a couple more minutes. And then, basically, I will elaborate and go in. I'm kind of multitasking. One second. I'll turn into something. Oh, he told his son something, I think, at college or something. Wasn't for him and all that. And he has his right to tell his son, you know, if he doesn't want him or his views on college. There's nothing wrong with that. Although, he's really been pumping this Babylon stuff, people, getting people hyped up on Babylon when he's back here in Babylon. He's back at the same place he's been telling everybody else he's not a part of. Now he's here. So what does that tell you all? Now he's here. He can't get out. And he's in New York, so he really can't get out. Meaning he ain't going to get his visa back. Or really most of the tropical countries, because he keeps doing this madness, and they keep calling the embassy on him after they locate where he is. You know, people just been tracking him down. So we'll go into one more shorter clip, and then now this clip here. As you notice, he's been so-called polygamous for 5 minutes. He changes the women more than he changes his own drawers. I'll repeat that again. He changes women more than he changes his own underwear. So he's been doing this in the name of polygamy and really giving polygamy a black eye of something the community might have to dwell toward one day, or people who are really polygamous or believe in polygamy that know he's not practicing that, that he's just getting bitches that he wants to fuck and pussy around him, and he's calling it polygamy because he don't have a care in the world for none of them women until he gets his rocks off. So let's finish. Okay, he's telling you he's a messiah, and at the same time, he's telling you he's stupid. So basically, if he's saying he's been being stupid all this time, that he's been bullheaded and stubborn, saying he's not all the victim in his stupidity, all of the people he's affected while being stupid. You know, nobody just says, hey, you know, I was reckless and affected some people, now I'm sorry or whatever else. It comes with more responsibility than that. You know, some people get sued, some people people sue people for distress.
Some people get their ass whooped. Some people have even karma. Bad things start happening to them. The point being, it comes with a price. You don't just get that without something being attached to it or without some type of magnetic attraction. So while he's saying all that, you know, at the same time, he's caused a lot of disruption, and he's caused a lot of people hardships, you know, hard learning ones, because they went out there on their own free will, and he didn't force them to do anything, although still their trust can never be regained again for a lot of them. They can never regain their trust like that. So he's taking away the credibility of certain individuals that would like to see the community rise and do better, and they fall for this lip service of an individual like this with nothing in return. So let's continue.
Miniature pension came from a wolf, modified to our liking, but the dog is still the dog. Woman who birthed these men, who birthed the men, have modified, genetically modified, just like a wolf is a chihuahua. You have modified yourself a male. These weak, spineless men out here today that say, yeah, I can be with one woman because your mother raised you that way. They domesticated you that way. And then you get this male, and even this weak, beta, weak-ass, feminine-ass male that you've created for your life.
Alright. There he goes, flip flopping again between polygamy and monogamy. There he is. All the justifications in the world, you would think, on polygamy, that, you know, you've been domesticated and taught by your mother, and, you know, all men are polygamous. Then he changes up to keep his baby mama around. He flips the script now, all of a sudden, you know, he was just doing polygamy to protect himself, and blah, 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 you know. So there you are, it's inconsistent information. You can't trust somebody like that. How can you trust, or how can somebody have any credit where they can't even stand on their own word as a man? That lets you know he's feminine as hell. As a man, if you say so, a man says what he means and means what he says. Only a woman can't make up her mind why she need a man or stability, a mind of stability, to keep her focused or on track. So I let you know right there, he's not a man. Even if he's in error, I'm not saying he's supposed to stand on it in error, although he's supposed to have his facts together before he so-called it. Now, if he's in error in something, then he switch it, and then he say, okay, now I got it right this time. But you don't flip-flop and go back to it, meaning he said he's not a polygamist, then he's flipped back to polygamy, then he's flipped back again and said, he flips back and forth. So even if he made a mistake, you correct it. But he don't even understand if he even makes a mistake or not, because he's constantly flip-flopping. He's always going back and forth.
Your liking, bent to your will. Even him, even he has the nature to want to have sex with another woman deep inside of him. He will not admit it. Because no matter how much you domesticate that wolf into a chihuahua, the chihuahua it still has the nature of a dog. And until we understand the nature of a male, will you ever be happy in life? You have to understand the laws and the perimeters of this plane of existence that you live in for you to win. You have to know this, or you're going to hurt yourself in the end. It's very important that we understand this. Now, let's go deep. Why are humans the only ones that wear condoms? Why are humans the only ones that get sexually transmitted diseases? Have you ever asked yourself that? Do why all the animals in nature, all the animals in the animal kingdom, not one has to wear a condom? Everything is fucking.
All right.
So now he's comparing himself to an animal. Anyway, we'll do a part two of this in probably a couple of weeks or so. And then I'll do a whole trilogy on him. And by then I'll have another, or I will request another transmission on this guy here. Until then, I'm going to bring this to a close at this time. So, make sure you study and go over the keys that was basically spoke about, the knowledge, and basically apply what could benefit you. So, with that said, mathematical science.